Well, it is that time again for me to go off on a rant. It's been a while since I've done one of these things, so bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. We have a shutdown of the government. Again, for the first time in 17 years, the government of the United States of America is shut down. All non-essential services are shut down. And once again, the Republicans don't learn from history. For those of you who were around 17 years ago and were cognizant of what was going on back then, you'll remember that Newt Gingrich thought this was a great idea in 1995. Turned out it wasn't. It helped to derail Bob Dole's presidential campaign and to nearly cost the Republicans Congress again. But they managed to basically save their asses by dumping Dole and basically concentrating on keeping their jobs. Now, 17 years later, the Speaker is basically trying to keep the Tea Party from completely overthrowing him to the side and putting somebody that would be even worse than Boehner is. Now you've got moderate Republicans who are thinking about a coup to get rid of Boehner and put somebody that actually would be willing to work with Democrats and actually get stuff done and ignore the Tea Party, which of course would piss off the Tea Party. And now you've got a civil war within the Republican Party. Now you would think the Democrats would be all over this, jumping up and down and getting ready to have a big 2014, but the DNC is broke. The Democratic National Committee is broke. They're having a hard time raising funds. Why? Because a lot of those funds are going for Obama for America, which is the group, the PAC that some of Obama's allies from the first administration, his second election campaign, put together to advance his agenda for his second term. And thus, people are actually funding that instead of the DNC. Now, it could change. We are right now 13 months away from the November elections of 2014. A lot can happen in that time. The Republicans could get their act together and perhaps get rid of the Tea Party influence and become a party that actually presents itself as a true governing party, or they could go full Tea Party and the Democrats would regain the House, despite the fact the Republicans have done everything they can to discourage Democratic voters, gerrymander districts to keep them in power, and whatnot. So the Republicans have done things that are blatantly, obviously unpopular and in many cases unconstitutional. North Carolina went from being a very, from a southern point of view, a very progressive state to turning into perhaps one of the worst states in the country for reactionary politics. And yeah, it's not exactly a fun time to be in North Carolina right now. You're going, what the hell happened? What the hell happened? And now the shutdown is going on, and you've got people cheering on a government shutdown when it's going to actually affect hundreds of thousands of people who work for the government and millions of people who depend on government services, not just food stamps and all this. I'm talking about stuff that actually really matters, that people really need. So that's the scary part about this whole thing, is that we don't know all the entire consequences yet. But you've got people cheering it on because they're stupid. They don't want to find decisions. They just don't like the fact the president is still popular. And there are people who like Obamacare and they want to get rid of it because it's something that sort of smells something like socialism when in fact it really isn't. So, yeah. Not exactly a fun time right now for some people who work in government. A good friend of mine works in the government for the military, and she's having a time of it starting today. Hopefully it will not last long, but I'm not holding my breath. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.